have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the
fence. DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True too.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughter them all, the harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it, that's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling, what are we proving, what are we doing, what are we building, what are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means, and our children on everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still alive, but you lost, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a don't case it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man of mind, I'm pleading for Christ. The rest of the Christ may need it. In a bird, I'm a shot in a heated. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, I'm left with a Tito. That's right, I'm out with Lord Hill. Received it, but Colorado, the offense. Received it, never stops, and I know I keep preaching. One last rhyme, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head off the game, just advance. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes supposed to lose it. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch,
everything
bring it together for the betterment. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children, graduate old school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence. We are beyond.
Beyond the fence. Well, this one, I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes. It's your main man, your host,
David Benton, the coach, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I am smiling. Why? Because I woke up this morning, and I'm right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to Kenny Kim. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And we never take that love for granted. So let's get to it, because we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. We got a hot topic, and it's going down. I'm not going to say it's going down. It's time to turn up, because we got hot topics tonight. So can I get a drum roll? Y'all like to have them. The coach, the infamous, the award-winning singer, songstress, coach, mother, grandmother, she has it all. That's right. Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Coach Shay, you see all them titles I gave? There was some real titles. There was some titles.
I love it. I love it. Well, what's up, Elation's family? We definitely missed you guys. And to the Beyond the Radio listeners, we missed you guys. And like Coach David said, we have an amazing topic for you tonight. And I'm excited. I'm excited. But you always start off first, Coach David. How has your week been?
My week has been very productive, just learning more and more. And, you know, with the music, it's like the more mistakes that I make, it's the more I grow. And it's such a blessing. And then, you know, you see the value in what can be, and people, you know, they'll look at you and just know, man, there's so much more that can be added to you. You like, and when people see that what we have in us is greatness, that value, just knowing we have that value in us, it does make you help you with your mental and help you with your confidence, and even make you want to go harder. So, you know, just getting a new production. And you know, my single got taken down, Glasses in the Air, and I was happy about that, because this song really has a bright future. So because it has a bright future, you know, it was taken down. Shout out to WhoMag, shout out to Sony, the Orchard. It was a blessing. So now, you know, we can do it the right way. So, you know me, I was going to dive head first and just go a whole nother way, but it was a blessing for it to be taken down, so I have another opportunity, you know, to do it better. So that's what I've been working on. That's how my week been, Coach Shay. So what about yours, Coach Shay? How your week been? I think you went out, Coach Shay. I think you went out on us.
Okay, I'm here. As I was steady going. Thanks for that, Coach David. So I said my weekend has been great. My week was great. My weekend was even better. Shout out to New Covenant Church of Gadsden, Cedartown, Georgia, Gadsden, Alabama, and Piedmont, Alabama. We hosted they do this every year, but a leadership conference. And this leadership conference really, really, really blessed me. But we had 3 days of classes nonstop, 9 a.m., and I kept forgetting that it was Central Standard Time, so my time was getting all messed up. But it was a blessing to be amongst all of these leaders that came from Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, to just learn more about leadership and ministry. And so I had a chance to speak on Friday for one of the classes. My character was Joshua, and I really, really loved being able to study Joshua and some of the character traits that he had. And along with hearing other character traits of men and women in the Bible. So literally it has been a full week. I'm full, Coach David. I am so full. And I'm not talking about just spiritually. They ate. You hear me? I'm talking about roast and chicken. This was lunch. Roast, chicken, green beans, potatoes, mashed potatoes, rolls, cake, pies. That was lunch at 12 o'clock.
Well, you know, that's how we do it.
That was lunch at 12 o'clock. So you can only imagine when we got back to class, everybody was nodding off. But it was just amazing. So I'm spiritually full and physically full. Literally, it was a great time. So I just have to give a shout out to them. Pastor Apostle Marnita Archie from out of Oklahoma was one of the apostles who hosted this event. And I know that they're probably listening. So I just want to give them a great big shout out and say thank you for everything that you put into this weekend. It was absolutely amazing.
Yes. And I will say shout out to my cousin Peaches Lyons, whose last name now is Styles. So her name is Yvonne Styles, but we call her Peaches. It's my first cousin. And I went to her wedding yesterday. So shout out to Peaches and her husband, Andre Styles. So, you know, congratulations, you know, on their union. You know, me, my mom, my sister, saw my cousins and family members, and we just had a great time and just celebrating, you know, the wedding, you know, Peaches' wedding. So shout out to Peaches. So I did that too for the weekend, and that was a blessing just to see my cousin.
Good. And we cannot forget to give our newest artist that you all will be introduced to in a few weeks, but our newest artist, Tanya Caesar, who had an amazing event last night, a night of worship in South Carolina. We cannot forget to say shout out to her for the amazing event that she put on. You guys will be able to see the playbacks of that, of Tanya Caesar's playback on the Beyond the Radio Facebook page. So please make sure you connect to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page, and it will also be on the Beyond the Fence Facebook page as well. And we cannot wait for you guys to meet and get officially introduced to her as well. So shout out Tanya. TC, are you with me?
Yes,
we want to give you a great shout out.
Yes, I can't wait for her to be on the show next week. We're gonna have a good time with Tanya Caesar. And you're gonna love her spirit. And I'm excited to have her on the board with Beyond the Fence. It's definitely a blessing to have her because of her heart and who she is. And it's really coincide with what we're gonna talk about tonight. And tonight, you know, I just wanna talk about just like when I introduced you, Coach Shay, like I always do, but I gave so many titles. You know, a mother, you know, a ward. You know, and just started just saying all these things. And the thing about it, the reason I say these things, these are titles that that you really didn't grasp for. They were titles that you earned because of who you are. So those titles were given to you. So the thing about the titles, I think people get in Mr. Screw, I think they chase the titles instead of, you know, chasing the character. And it's like if you chase the character, then the title gonna chase you. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. Does the title make you? Who would you be without the title?
Yeah.
Who would you be? You know, some people in not even in religion. We're talking about title, period. Like, you can work at your favorite grocery store. Somebody can work at the favorite grocery store. And you have people chasing the managing position because the money may pay a little bit more than just being at the cash register, cleaning up. That's all right. But you might try to get the manager role because it pays more. But nobody, none of your coworkers really get along with you. Your attitude is bad, and you really not, and you admit that you're not a people person, and you know, it's things like that. So how would you reach a manager role, but you're not a good leader in your life? Does that make any sense, Coach Shay? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Like, how could you go for that management position, but you're not a leader? Anytime you manage. Yes, you're going to have some leadership qualities in order for people to be able to trust you in your ability to take the whether it's a church or a business, to the next level. People got to be able to trust you.
Yeah.
But if your character is not lining up with the title, then it'll be hard to get that trust.
Yeah, I actually spoke about that a bit this past Saturday, or Friday or Saturday this past weekend, coming out of Joshua, and I was talking about how Joshua earned the position of leader after Moses passed. And so I use what you just used, an example of being in the workplace or the marketplace, and how, you know, I asked everyone in the congregation, I said, now if you had a person on the floor who was talking about everybody who wasn't trustworthy, and you heard that that person was going for the manager role, would you trust that person? And everybody started laughing. But I can tell you that there's been countless jobs that I've had where I was never seeking the position, but the position sought me. And so because the position sought me, the title actually came with that. And so there were a lot of people who felt like, and this is what I was saying this weekend, that a lot of people are going for the title, but the leadership, the word leadership is not a title, it's a lifestyle. And so when people are looking for leaders, they literally look at not necessarily the talent, but how you actually lead. And so because it was a leadership conference, I talked more about leadership. But I'll go back to the jobs. You know, when I was working, I was just doing what I knew to do. And there were people who were seeking opportunities for management, but they didn't have the abilities. And when I started talking with them, Coach David, about what it takes to be a leader, they really just wanted the title. The title comes along with the money. So let's just be real. In the marketplace, the title just comes along with the money. So people aren't really seeking the position. They're seeking the title because the title brings funds. The title brings extra money. When you ask them, so why are you wanting to be a leader? Because it comes with more money. But when, you know, the Bible says, well, to whom much is given, much is required. So there's a position that has to be filled, and there's tasks and responsibilities that have to be delegated. If you cannot do that, then you're going to fail in your role. So it's, as we talk about it more tonight, I'm going to give more examples, but Coach David, I use that as an example this weekend and just wanted to piggyback off of you on that, because it's so vital that we understand that leadership is not the title. Leadership is a lifestyle.
Yes, it is. And, I want to read from 1 Samuel 16, and this is David, right? This is David. We all know King David. You know, he got anointed. And so I'm going to read that scripture. It says, so he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. He's the one. So Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Now, here's the thing. David, you know, he slew Goliath. He fought lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. He walked down a yellow brick road with Dorothy. Okay, I went too far. But you get what I'm saying. King David was not the king yet, but he was anointed. God said, this is the one. This is the one. All right. So now, watch this. David didn't have the king title yet. It still belonged to Saul, King Saul. So David didn't have the crown yet. He didn't have the title. Why? Because he wasn't ready for the title, but he was anointed to become that, because he had to grow, he had to develop, he had to mature, because with that title comes a heavy responsibility that God knows he wasn't ready for yet. Therefore, he was anointed. And to have power, you got to grow. And the more you grow, the more powerful you will become. So a lot of us got to understand, when you just chase your anointing, then the title going to come to you. And when I say your anointing is what's inside you flowing, that you don't even recognize the gifts that you already had. You haven't activated those gifts. You haven't activated those gifts because you go outside of yourself and you say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And God, like, I am helping you, but I need you to think, meditate. Stop asking me for so much and look inside yourself. I gave you everything you need to go out and go be great. Kingdom is yours. I'm giving these abilities to you. But it's not up to me to live for you. I gave you life. So calm down from the cares of this world. Sit down, be still, and figure it out. And once you start realizing that, you're going to grow and grow and grow. And the more you become that, you automatically going to receive a title because it's who you are. Coach Shay?
Yeah, you know, one thing I want to say is just kind of paying homage to our expansion company, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. in light of that, you know, we talk to a number of business owners, and business owner, entrepreneur, that's a title as well. And you can say how many times we've spoken with someone or a group of people who felt like they should be business owners or they should be entrepreneurs.
Oh, man.
They should be their own CEOs. They should be their own, you know, they want to have their own business. And when we sit down and we talk with them and we tell them what it's going to take for them to get there, a lot of people, they want overnight success. They want the title because it's an overnight success or it just sounds good. Especially in this world that we live in, a lot of people want to be an entrepreneur. But we sit for 1 hour consulting business owners. And when we tell them what they're going to have to go through, and to be honest, it's just the administrative part. The administrative part can take a toll on anyone in the first month of their business, the first 30 days of their business. And I'm telling you, the reaction changes almost immediately. You see a lot of people fall off by the wayside. They might try to find another venture to go into. And you see very few people. That's why even in the Bible it says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Because the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot out there for all of us to get. However, we're not trying to attain it in our natural selves. We need the title to get there. Listen. Let me tell you, Coach David, a long time ago, and I know this young lady is not listening, and I would still say it if she was, but a long time ago, I visited I guess it was kind of a startup sermon for a new minister. And when I came in, they were all preparing to get ready for their first sermon. And I asked her, I said, are you prepared? And she said, yeah. And I didn't question her. I said, why did you decide to go through this schooling for ministry? And she said, I needed the title for access. Ah. She said, I needed the title for access. She said, nobody would allow me to speak in their church if I didn't have this minister title. And so I asked her if she was prepared for it, and she said yes. So I was trying to give her some tips, and when I was giving her the tips, she rejected the tips that I was giving her. And when she got up on the platform, she failed miserably, and she knew it to the point where she almost cried, and she came over to me, and she said, I should have taken your word for it. But here's the thing that really stuck out to me. At the end of all of that, we were in the circle, and there was a young lady there who really was in need. And I couldn't find the place originally because it was a U-Haul truck in front of the place. So I thought it was a U-Haul store, but it was actually the church. So this young lady, we're all holding hands, we're in the circle, and we're praying. And something just came over me to talk with this young lady. Now, keep in mind, the two new ministers are in there. Now they have the title. Listen, you said follow the anointing and the title will come, right? The two ministers are in there. They've done what they came to do. They've done what they've gone to school for. They want to show the world now that they have the title, and they're about to go out and do whatever God is calling them to do. But there was someone in the midst of them that needed help, and they failed to see it even with the title. So here I am holding hands with this girl, and I look over and I said, what's up with you? And I didn't say it like that, but she told me that she was in an abusive relationship, and she had just escaped from the relationship in the middle of the night. The U-Haul truck that I saw was her U-Haul truck, and she was moving back to Georgia with her family, and she broke down in tears. The people with the title missed it. Because they were so busy trying to do what they felt the title required them to do, minister to people. And they failed at that.
Right. Right.
So when it happened, they turned around and looked at me, Coach David, like, and I did say to everyone, I said, this is what it's about. There was one in the house that was missed because everybody wanted to fulfill what they felt their title should do and not who they should be.
Yes.
Back to you.
I remember when I was like in high school, right? And I was playing basketball, and I used to hear the guys, you know, like before tryouts, they like, man, you know, man, this is what I do, baby. I'm going to eat the title as a basketball player, right? I mean, they felt like they would talk. They don't feel, man, I'm telling you, when season start, man, I'm going to take your position. I'm going to take your position. And when they get out there, they can't play at all, not even a little bit. Like, for real, I'm talking about terrible. But to be honest, they talk so good, I was kind of believing them. Like, man, he must be really good the way he's talking. I can't wait to see him play. I'm a dust him. I feel I'm a dust him. I feel I'm better. I never seen him play, but I don't run away from no challenge. They only hype me up. But when these guys get out there, I'm tired. None of them made the team. You can't disguise your title, much as giving what you require. Those titles are there. Now that you have a title, you know, there's something. Now there's a responsibility for that title. If you're a police officer, there's a responsibility. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, or who you are or who you want to become, that title has requirements that you must fulfill. You cannot talk your way. And like they say, finesse your way through life.
Yes, yes.
Eventually, your lie will catch up with you. And only you are responsible for the reality of your lie. Because a lot of times people know that they're not ready. They wasn't prepared for that title. But their pride won't allow them to just say, you know what, I need to refocus. You know, their pride won't allow it. They'll keep the title. And the title is really not for them. It's for other people. They want other people to value them. So they need a title to feel valued by other people. But we say God. But we say God.
I want to share really quick in the last few minutes that we have on this section. I have to share that I had and was going to in the couple of months coming up, scheduled to be ordained as a pastor. And over the weekend, just in the leadership conference, when we're talking about compromise, I realized that there were some things that I still had to get prepared for in my life. And so I spoke with my two apostles and I said, one-on-one, I said, I think I need to hold off on the ordination. And they both were kind of shocked because they know, like, I'm prepared for it. They know that I'm already working it, which we'll talk more about in the second half. They know I'm working in it already, and that's why the ordination came about. But there were certain things in my life that I said, I don't want to compromise or to even neglect the role of pastor until I get certain things right. So here I am, someone that is, you know, knowingly prepared for the title, but understood that because of the requirement and because of what's needed for me in that role, having to forsake the title until such a time. So I want to share that because that's very that's a transparent way of showing when you're not ready for it, regardless of even if you're working in it, you have to be, you can't be too prideful to say, I'm not ready for it. I'm ready for it by the works that I do, but there are still things in my life that I need to make sure I get in line because I want to be able to give what the position I'm in, I want to be able to give it my best and give those who I'm teaching and speaking with my very best as well.
Coach,
well, look, we're going to go ahead and go to a music break. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking about titles and who would you be without the title? We're going to go ahead to a music break. And when we come back, listen, we want you guys to stay tuned. We still have some more juiciness with this topic. And with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Music, music, music.
You're the guy to say a prayer for my friend. Call me up the other morning, 4 a.m. Said he's going through some things in his life, having it hard and hadn't slept in several nights. And he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, 'cause you're the only way. So I place my trust in you, so pour your blessings down, pour your blessings down. Lord, I praise this up to you, and only you can bring the favor down and bring peace with. So I place my trust in you, so pour your blessings down, pour your blessings down, Lord, yeah.
I got to work so tired, could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hands. And with the fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife.
Peace with them.
beautiful melody of what you are to me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. It's time to have religion. It's time to have
religion. More of a culture
study when you were eagle. That's right. That's right. That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Shay Samuels, and you are on with your main man, Coach David Benton, as well, and we are in the building. We're going to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors. As you know, always, Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight has been a longtime sponsor, and we honor, cherish, and we want to thank you for being a committed sponsor to the Beyond the Radio and Beyond the Fence team. If you're looking for a voiceover for any of your business needs, if you are a radio program director or a music director, and you're looking for a quality voiceover for commercials, if you are an artist and you're looking for someone to introduce your music to do some voiceovers for any part of your business, look Paula G. Voice up at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and tell her that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, we want to give a great big shout out to our sponsor, DJ G. Will. G. Weezy is what I call him. If you are looking for a DJ in any area of Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Memphis, if you're looking in this day and time that we're in for any virtual events, we want you to look DJ G. Will up at www.beyondthefence.org. Go ahead and like him on his Instagram page at g.will865, and he will make sure
that he makes your event a success. Our newest sponsor, Out of Town Auntie, y'all, our sponsorships are growing, and we want to say thank you. Out of Town Auntie is an amazing apparel, and you will be able to see the apparel on the Beyond the Radio page. But make sure you guys, if you are traveling, and especially women, if you're traveling for anything, weddings, girls' trips, make sure you go Out of Town Auntie style. It is amazing. I did it with our family, and we've seen our aunts do it as well, but it's an amazing brand for you to travel with. Everybody will notice you. Make sure you get the information off of the Beyond the Radio page. The website is there, the apparel is there, and you will not be disappointed. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. If you are a new business or an existing business, or maybe you just have a business idea, maybe you've written the vision down and you just want to make it plain, Let's Talk Business. We have been helping companies and businesses in small entrepreneurship, leadership building for the last 2 years. We've been doing it for a really long time, but we legalized our business right when the pandemic was starting, and we have had a 100% success rate. So make sure you look us up on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, YouTube at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, and on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group. And let's talk, and we will definitely lead you in the right place. David Benson, back over to you.
Thank you, thank you. And the songs you guys heard, the first one was G. Will, our artist, Beyond the Fence artist, William G. Will Faulkner. You can look him up. Shay just gave you that information. But that was his song, Lord I. And the second song was by another Beyond the Fence artist, and that is Miss Alma E. Neely. And that was This Is My Love song. I like those songs. I love both of those songs. Those are powerful songs. So, yeah, yeah, shout out to them. But, yeah, if you're just tuning in right here on Beyond the Radio, we were talking about the titles. And who are you without that title? And the reason why we want to give these hard truths, 100% being love, that's why we come with these topics. And sometimes they may feel uncomfortable for people. But one thing about it, when you work out and you want to grow those muscles, you're going to tear your muscles down. And you're going to be so sore, you're going to be hurting. But you're going to, the reason why you had to tear it down is to rebuild it so it can restructure. And that's in our spiritual life, too. Some things you're just going to have to break down. If you want to exercise it and you want to be better and you want to be strong and healthy, and you're going to have to, and you exercise your spiritual self as well, you have to tear some things down to do some rebuilding. So that means everything is not going to be easy. Everything is not going to feel good. Some things are going to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you're going to have to go outside of your paradigm to have the change of what you've been seeing. That don't mean the people that taught you are bad people, but some people were taught and they were taught and they were taught and it become a tradition, but that does not make the tradition correct. So we're not trying to break your personal tradition, but we're trying to help you condition so you can be in a good position. Since I can rap, I can just freestyle it.
Okay, that
was a freestyle.
Jackson, okay.
All that was a freestyle. That came off the top of the dome.
Jackson.
I'm telling you that was a freestyle. But that's what we want to do. So everything that's inside you, listen, whoever you, whatever your desire is, if you just want to preach to people, understand you don't always have to be in the pulpit if you really want to help people. And understand a lot of people get called to the pulpit because of what they do behind closed doors. It's just who they really naturally are. If you're unselfish and you really have a desire to help people, it's going to be natural. And people are going to talk about it. And people are going to see it. It's going to just manifest who you are by what you do. Not always what you say. You can sound good, but it can only go so far. And that's why I said the basketball thing. Nobody's made it to the NBA by their talk game. Every person who made it to the NBA, they had to show, improve themselves. They had to go through high school, college, and they had to still try out for the team. After you make the pro team, you still got to try out the next year because you got to make the roster. They're not going to go by what you say. They're not going to go by what you say. God on judgment. God's not going to go by what you say. So you can confess that the Lord is your Savior. And that's fine. You should do that. But there's a responsibility after you are saved, people. There is a responsibility. Now, there is a requirement that God has for you. Walking as a king, walking as a queen, because we say we're blessed and highly favored. We say we're in this kingdom. So now you got to walk in royalty. And when you walk in royalty, everything that you have desired is going to manifest as long as you don't desire it selfishly. And that's why a lot of y'all blessings are at a halt, because you got the wrong motive of why you're doing it. Well, you just sincerely want to help, but you cannot help if you are not helping yourself. You have to get yourself together. Even in a marriage, if you don't treat yourself right, if you don't take care of you, if you're not being responsible for you, it's okay. I mean, I understand people live check to check. I get it. But if you live in check to check and you quit your job and then you start asking for money, it's a problem. You have a responsibility to do better in your whole life, not just church house. Not just the church house, your whole life, your character. So don't be so heavily bound, you know, earthly good right here in front of you. Concentrate on being a better you. So when you come into a relationship, if you ain't taking care of you and your singleness, how you going to have an interdependent relationship with your counterpart? How's that possible if you're not taking care of you? Then, especially as a man, you can't think that your wife or girlfriend or whatever you choose, that she's going to be able to trust you and be able to follow you when you're not being responsible. Because husband and boyfriend are both titles. A cousin. You can't help but to be a cousin. You can't help but to be a mother. But now you can say he's a poor mother. Now it's a title by your character. We put poor, she's a terrible mother now. Or he's a deadbeat dad. We put titles on the dad now. It was based on your character. It was a judgment call. Foshé. Coach, are you still with us, Coach Shay? Well, you know, until she come back with us, I want everybody
I'm here.
To know.
I had to be unmuted. Okay. I'm here. I had to be unmuted. Thank you in the background. All right, so I wanted to come out of 1 Corinthians 12, and you were right. I was like, David, don't go there. Coach David, don't go there. Come out of what I want to say. But there's a lot of people. I want to come from this, not just from, you know, from the church, but even in our natural lives, because there are a lot of people who want titles of wives, titles of husbands. And you don't really understand what the requirement is for that. That in itself is more than a title. People want it because it looks good, because the world says this is what it's supposed to look like. And I love our men's conference from this past January. One of the pastors who spoke on marriage, he said that everybody ain't meant to be married. Everybody ain't meant to be married. And when you hear it and you hear the realness in that, you know, we're not taught that way. We're not taught that every person is not supposed to be married. And so just like you said, those things are titles. But what I want to read out of, I want to read out of 1 Corinthians 12:29. It says, are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts, which means that every person, whether you, it's not necessarily because you have a title, it's just not the one that you want. It's not the one that you desire. I remember going to the bus stop, and I asked the guy who was cleaning out the parking lot. I said, can you tell me where this street is? Or I asked him a question. He said, I only clean the parking lots. And I said, don't say you only clean the parking lot. I said, because if you didn't clean the parking lot, nobody would be able to even park in here. It's the least gift. It's the least. And it says it here in 1 Corinthians. It says it in 1 Corinthians 12. It's the lesser gift that we need to have more admiration for. We just don't know it because we're looking to be the apostles. We're looking to be the prophets. We're looking to be the bosses, the CEOs, or the presidents. I was saying to someone today, Coach David, I'm not sure if it were you, but I was saying to someone today that if I were a CEO for a company, I may not be a CEO in one, I may not be a great or effective CEO in one part of that company, but if it were a company, if it were a department that I was proficient in, I could do that. So same title, different atmosphere, but I would not be as great in one aspect of that business as I would in another. When you understand the power of the leadership opportunity that you have, you could be the best janitor and still be the best leader. Yes. You could be the best and have the best lawn care service and still have the title of leader and be the best leader. What our problem or the challenge is, especially in the body, our challenge is that we're trying to attain the top position. Everybody wants that, Coach David.
Yes.
Everybody wants it. I used an example this weekend. When you played follow the leader in school, who did you want to be? Did you want to be the follower or did you want to be the leader?
I was the leader.
So for everybody who jumped into that leader spot, I wonder if you realize, you know how people say, I want to be grown. That's a title. I want to be an adult. That's a title. How many of us are saying now, like, I should have watched what I said? You didn't think about the bills you had to pay. You didn't think about having to get up and go to work every day. You didn't think about the gas that's going to have to go in the car or the car payment that comes. That's a title. Being an adult is a title. And when you start getting put in the position, there's so much more that comes with it. Coach David, I have more to say, but I'm going to hand it back over to you.
No, I mean, go ahead and speak. Listen, if you feeling it, then continue to speak. I think I've said enough, Coach Shay.
Well, I'm gonna keep reading out of the spiritual gifts because I think a lot of people, when you read this, all people see is the apostles, the prophets, and all that kind of stuff. But nobody ever pays attention to this scripture talking about the gift of helps. Do we understand that a helper is also a title that nobody wants? But the helper is the one that actually gets what needs to get done done. Listen, if I walked into Walmart, I'm not getting to the CEO or the vice president. I'm talking to one of the helpers, and they're helping me get to a place in that store that I need to get to the item I need to get. If it weren't for that person, I wouldn't be able to get what I needed to get.
That's tough.
In 1 Corinthians 12, 7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Coach David, you say something great. Everybody want to be leaders. Everybody want to be business owners. Everybody can't be. if we were all leaders on this, in this, listen, let me keep going. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit or of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in the unknown languages while another is given the ability to interpret it. It is said it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gifts each person should have, which means everybody ain't a leader.
I beg to differ, Coach Shay. Can I say something, Coach Shay?
If you would have allowed me to finish, I'm sure it would have gotten better, but since you have something to say, go ahead, Coach David.
I'm going to say that everybody is a leader, and I'm going to tell you where it starts. The first leadership is you. Like people, like you, we have, you know, the good, everybody have good and evil inside them. You can make an evil choice or a righteous choice. And it's like, which one are you going to lead? You know, how would you lead yourself? And a lot of us don't do a good job of leading ourselves into the righteousness side. We do a lot of leading ourselves to the bad side. So it's like we do have to the first leader is leading self. And I get what you was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is not a great leader. I don't think just everybody is a great leader, but everybody have leadership qualities. We just don't do a great job of leading ourselves. And I think that that's what we all have to understand within. God gave you that ability. If he created you in his image and his likeness, I always say that because he gave us that ability to be great. And guess what? As a help, you showing a lot of qualities to bless someone else, like Coach Shay just said. But you have to lead yourself to do it. You have to value yourself. If you don't value yourself and be a good leader within, then you're not going to be a good teammate. And if you don't know how to follow quality leadership, then you're not going to know what a leader looks like. And that's what I want to encourage y'all today. Understand, we love you. We appreciate you guys. We thank everyone, all the kings and queens, men and women of God. We really thank you for tuning in right here every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to all the Beyond the Fence artists. Coach Shay Samuels, thank you. G. Will, Ms. Alma E. Dealey, Tanya Caesar, DB Jr., and my main man, the Jewel. We salute y'all both hands. And y'all make sure y'all come back and bring a friend next week right here on Elations. We love you, and we out. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know. Yeah.
The world's greatest DJ.
It's around 8 in the morning. I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm reaching out for the sun come up, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning. I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good.
good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid out,
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid out,
I'm good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I thank God I'm good.
Great. Your feeling is hate, but we're ignorant grace. So intimate place, your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid out,
good.
Family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm
good.
I got a good job, I'm
good.
And my bills are paid, I'm
good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
So good.